Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalon. If you are new here, welcome. I am so glad you have found this podcast. This podcast is listed on the top 20 toxic relationship podcasts that you need to listen to if you need answers around your relationship. So I'm giving you all the tools, everything you need to know and understand about where you're at in your either narcissistic or toxic or unhealthy relationship pattern. Now, today's message I want to share with you, this is a very important one, and I'm going to begin becoming a little bit open and vulnerable with my own story, because I feel like it's really important to discuss the parallels between your childhood and the types of relationships that you experience. And it's not so much your childhood per se, it's your interpretation of your childhood and what you experienced and what led you ultimately to choose the certain partners that you choose. Make no mistake, the partners you choose are tied in to your beliefs and patterns that happened in your childhood. That is a fact. Like, everything goes back to that. And this is why when you do any kind of healing, it always begins really with the inner child work. It's not just about breakup recovery or getting over an ex or anything, because if you're doing that kind of stuff without going deeper and understanding yourself, then you're going to often repeat patterns indefinitely. So I want to share with you a little bit in brief about my own situation and how it led me to choose the types of people that I chose. So for me, even as an adult now, I can still feel those pangs of aloneness come up. So when I was young, I didn't grow up in an environment in which I felt understood, in which I felt safe. I never had that feeling that I could just turn to either my mother or my father. My mother and father did divorce when I was super young, and my mum remarried. But my real father, who knows where he went, and my stepfather was a good man, but it was more like I always saw him as my mother's partner rather than someone I could turn to. And, you know, my mum and I, which is what I'll get into in a minute, it was an extremely painful relationship for me as a kid. I can tell you now, the way I felt growing up was really difficult. And from as long as I can remember, like, I cannot remember a time where I felt I could turn to my mom, she would be there for me, I could count on her. There was none of that. I had grandparents that stepped in, and there was some of that. But I think we always want our parents, right? We want to feel that safety. And, you know, I'm sharing this as not to just sit here and just, like, you know, throw shade, point the blame, but it's facts. We need to say the truths. We can't just keep pushing things down. Like, I've done this for years. Like, I remember years ago, I wanted to talk more openly about this, and I was cautioned not to, because is it really worth it? And da, da, da. And I think yes, because we want to break those generational patterns of pain that keeps getting pushed down the line, right? So for me, I never had that feeling of being heard, being listened to, and feeling safe. I can never remember it. And so what happened to me is, when I got to my teenage years, I really felt the only thing that seemed to work for me was I was a pretty girl and boys liked me. And so I suddenly found myself dating boys and, you know, all that kind of jazz. And what would happen is I would date, say, nice boys, and it was great because I was treated so great, and I started thinking, yes, I am lovely, and oh. But then I would seem to always want to choose the people that didn't treat me as well for my partners, from, you know. And roll on, let's just roll on a bit into my 20s when this really started to show up. So I started to choose partners that represented my childhood without me even knowing. So you got to look at the way you feel in your relationships. And I will go to this big giant relationship that I had later in my life, which went over a decade, because that relationship contained within it every feeling, every emotion, the way I used to feel as a child. It mirrored it. And I believe we choose people, well, I know this to be true, we choose people that are familiar to our blueprint, to our psyche, to what is normal. So whilst I had good guys show up in my life at certain times and it was great, after a while it would become, inverted commas, boring. Why was it boring? Because they weren't producing the same chemical cocktail in my brain for, I've got to prove my love, I've got to fight for it, I've got to do this, because that was the way I felt as a kid. And so the good guys didn't match, right? I needed to find someone that would give me a hard time. And I remember one particular guy I went out with who was so great, and I ended it for all the wrong reasons, really. And he said to me at the end of the relationship, he said, "The only reason you're ending this relationship, Sally, is because I don't give you a hard enough time." And I remember thinking, okay, then, didn't really get it at the time. And then I ended up in this really toxic, unhealthy situation and with a person. And right from the get-go, there were always red flags, but I ignored them. And I chose this relationship that was ultimately toxic, which I was never felt like I was a priority, where I was always 25th on the list. Yes, he would love me at certain times, of course, and be all crazy about me. But then it was like, not interested, you know. And I hanged on to that relationship. Why am I sharing this today? I don't want you to do the same. I don't want you to have to go through a decade or more, 5 years or more, a year or more with someone where you're fighting for the relationship, where there's toxicity, where there's narcissistic tendencies from the other person, where there's lots of red flags and you keep thinking you're going to make it different. If you're in a relationship right now that is not healthy, I want you to take a look at yourself and ask yourself this question. Does this symbolize something in my childhood? Does this represent something I used to feel? Is this a familiar feeling to me? Because I believe when we grew up with healthy belief systems, you can still attract unhealthy people, but you tend to recognize it as healthy and it doesn't match for too long. And you might hang in there for a couple of months, even maybe a year, you might push it out, but you know when to leave because it just doesn't match. But if you've got an unhealthy pattern within you, which is, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, people never stick around, love is this, love is that, based on the type of messaging you got as a kid, then you're going to hang on and attach, anxiously attach. So that attachment style is like clutching at this unavailable person that's really not giving you anything that you want, but you keep telling yourself it's going to get better, it's going to get better, because that is the inner child in you trying to heal that old wound. It's almost like, if you love me, if you stick around, if you do the right thing by me, then I must be worthy. And this can go on indefinitely. Like I said, I went through this cycle for years and years and years, and it's incredibly lonely. It's an incredibly lonely experience because your friends get tired of you sharing information. You become isolated in those relationships and you really start feeling like it really eats into the old belief. And I can tell you now that I have gotten to certain times in my life where I have felt like if I wasn't as strong as I am, I'm thinking, how the hell did I make it through that? Or because those cycles continue, the suffering continues. I put myself into EMDR therapy for over a year, week to week, like not once a month, week to week. To heal a lot of this trauma that I was unknowingly carrying around. And what is really upsetting is, you know, I reflect and I see certain people that were really there for me in my struggles and people that just weren't, people that judged me for my anxiety, judged me for my emotional state. And, you know, you always remember the people that were there for you and they know who they are. Thank you so much. And the people that weren't, well, they don't really care, do they? But it is an interesting thing to get to, you know, this point in my life and really, really see the damage that living in survival, living in trauma does, because you end up looking around at your life and you're not where you wanted to be at this time. Like for me in these midlife years, I'm, you know, it's like, I didn't expect my life to be like this, but at the same time, when you're surviving and not thriving, when you're living in your sympathetic nervous system, when you're just getting by, this is what can happen. And because I didn't even have a full-fledged career as well to anchor me, it has been very unnerving and confronting. So the message I'm sharing is, if you are in a situation right now and you are struggling and you want answers, then please reach out to me. I do the one-to-one coaching. I want to help you before you end up in that cycle indefinitely or for years and years, and your best years are taken away by you trying to get a relationship to work, which is unworkable because it's just tying into a childhood wound. Like the most important work I ever learned and the work I teach is the inner child, because without it, you're just basically rearranging furniture in a sense. You're not actually going to the root cause of the particular relationships you're in, because yes, you are responsible for the types of relationships that you opt into. Okay, people show up and you're not responsible for all the different people that show up, of course, because like I say, you can attract unhealthy people. But if you yourself have got a strong sense of worth, sense of self, then you're not going to choose to go into a toxic relationship. And it can also work in ways where you've got a massive fear of abandonment because of trauma. And so, you know, you keep pushing away the good guys and choosing the ones that are ultimately unavailable and so on. But my point is, I thought about things today myself and I thought, you know what? The reason I do what I do, like my why for doing what I do and what I do, is I don't want anyone else to go through this. I don't want anyone else to go through their life feeling as though, feeling completely anxious, feeling judged, going through emotional abuse, physical abuse, so much turmoil, so much pain, so much suffering, and knowing that they could have done something about it, like when they were much younger, and healed that pattern so it could change the trajectory of your life. Like that is what can happen. Because the more you stick around in these unhealthy patterns, the more entrenched they become in your brain, and the more it's harder to break away. You get addicted to the pain, you get addicted to the trauma, you get addicted to that familiar state of fighting your way through things. And it is not a good place to be. It is incredibly difficult. And I can tell you now, the older you get, the harder it is and it becomes. But doesn't mean if you're older that you can't still fix it. Of course you can. You can change your life at any age. There is no limit. I guess I just want people to, my thing is always, I want to get people sooner than later. I want to help them completely get on the new road, so they're not going to find themselves down the same road that I had to go through. Well, I didn't have to go through it, but I went through it. But I'm seeing it. Maybe that's because I now get to help people. And had I not gone down that path, then maybe I wouldn't be doing the work I'm doing for whatever it is. But that's my message today, guys. I hope that has been helpful to an extent. Please reach out to me. You can reach me on my website is down at the moment, I believe. So you can reach me on my Instagram, DM me there, Sally Kalen, or you can reach me on TikTok, which I'm always on, DM me there, or you can message me on my email, which I think is linked to this email, podcast, sorry. But yeah, the link's all in my Instagram. So know you're not alone. Know this can change. You don't have to be in unhealthy relationships. But if you are, it absolutely goes back down to something within you is choosing that. It's so easy to just think it's, you know, it's the other person. It's the other person. Well, yeah, of course it is. They're doing terrible things often. But why are we staying? That goes down to us. Why is this happening? What messaging have we got in our subconscious? In our subconscious / inner child, it basically ties in. What are we holding on to that is not allowing us to break free? Or why is it so hard to break free? So I will love you and leave you. Please share this podcast if you feel it can help someone. Please reach out to me. You are not alone. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast.